That's going to be the tshuva of Ramosha. The tshuva of Ramosha was about in Russia still that they could not build a mikvah, and they wanted to put in the Ezes Nashim a mikvah. So are they allowed to do that? Yeah, I don't know exactly the case, but that was Ramosha Shaila, and that's where Ramosha Shaila has big lomdis. His whole Yesoidus and Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. But anyway, this whole thing starts. There's a couple different sugyas. One is wallets. Wallets kayim. What are you allowed to do in a shul? We're going to get to that eventually. But first, it starts off with the sugya in the beginning of the fourth parak of Megillah. And when you learn this, you realize everything is a sugya. The Achrayim, the Rishonim are Marich, and the Poiskim. It's very, very complicated. And obviously, there's a lot of shilas. Just recently, there's a big tumult going on in Broad Park. There's a shul that they want that they can't maintain it, and they want to turn it into a condos. And there's still people in the neighborhood, but they want to turn it into condos so that the Kehillah can buy a cheaper shul and use that to support themselves. And Ramesh Sternbach has a whole tshuva about it in the latest volume. New Chelik of Ramesh Sternbach's tshuva just came out. And in there, aside from that, the last tshuva in there is about vaccinating.
Oh, that
yeah, that's the last chelik. But the one before that, in there, is also about this issue of the Bar Park sugya. Can they sell the shul? And where I grew up in Washington, and many communities the same, the Jews, when they first came to cities, they went to the downtowns, like where it's all busy, and then everything became more suburbs, and everyone moved out of the downtowns of the big cities and moved into the suburbs, and many shilas came up with shuls that are, you know, what do you do with it? You don't need it anymore. Can we sell it? And that's the shul. But obviously, a lot of things that happens too. You're redesigning, you have the old bima and the old this, and all the svarim. And we'll learn about what to do, and the dinam of the kedusha. So this starts with. Doesn't say anything yet.
I know.
No,
in order to clarify, if an office building in Miami Beach or somewhere says no, we're going to.
Okay. So
is that different to
fine?
That,
okay,
sure.
We'll get to that.
Let me ask a question.
You
didn't start.
Don't interrupt me. I want to understand what we're going to talk about. Is it shul an office space or is it?
Right now it's
don't
a shul.
Interrupt me.
It's a shul. A proper shul.
A proper shul that's in the morning.
Yeah. There's going to more actually does talk about something. Bnei Yair. Shemachru Choyva Shalir. So in those days, there was a takana, they were supposed to daven in the street on a tainis, make a public thing. So the street had some level of kedusha. Loikhin bedama beis haknesses. You have to go up in kedusha. Beis haknesses. You sell a shul. Loikhin teva. You could buy an aron kodesh. An aron kodesh is a higher level of kedusha than the beis haknesses itself. Teva. You sell the aron kodesh. Loikhin mitpachlis, which is around the sefer Torah. It's closer to the sefer Torah. Mitpachlis. You could svar. You could buy a nach. Question: if Rashi says nach is nevim ksuvim the same level? Okay, and svarim loichin Torah. Aval imachru Torah. If you sell sefer Torah, there is nothing to sell. There's nothing you could buy with it. Loichu svarim. There's nothing, so you can't go down. Svarim loichu mitpachus. Mitpachus loichu teva. Teva loichu besakneses. Besakneses loichu sarachay v'chein b'masreim. Even if you sold it and you have leftover, also has to maintain the same level of kedusha. Now, by the way, the Rambam does say that there is one thing, and paskin like that in Shulchan Aruch, you can sell sefer Torah for. Two things, but the one thing, a few things, but mainly he says you could sell a Sefer Torah to support people who are learning. Because what is the point of a Sefer Torah if not to learn from it? So therefore it's obvious that you could sell a Sefer Torah to support people learning Torah. I think for Pidyon Shvuim also possibly you could. Maybe.
At least
to Isha, maybe. So,
you can learn at all the other levels because that's the highest level, so we can learn at all the other levels as well.
Right. So what do you mean by that?
I can sell the house. I can sell the Aron. I can sell
right.
As long as you're moving up.
Yeah.
No. As long as I'm using it
to help someone.
Yeah.
You can do the cloth. So. Yeah, as far as the Nevi'im on a cloth. Yeah. Now. Also, this whole mission is talking about once you sold it. Now, this is going to be a very important issue. It means once you sold it, what do you do with the money? There's another shiloh, which is, are you allowed to do this? Are you allowed to sell the chatchila to go up a level? So it depends what it is. Most things you could, but a basic knesses, we're going to see next week, there's very specific conditions about when you're allowed to sell it. It's not so pushed, even if you're planning on going up. Okay, I'm going to go up a level. I'm going to use the money to buy a sefer Torah. Basic knesses has very specific halachas about when you're allowed to sell it. Why? Because there's a mitzvah that a kehila is supposed to build a beis hakneses. Ba'asuli mikdash, you have to build a shul, and we learn from that you have to build a shul. Ba'asuli mikdash means you have to build a beis hakneses, a shul, a beis hamikdash, and we learn that from there you have to build a beis hakneses too. So therefore, there's specific halachas when you're allowed to sell it. But we're not discussing lechatchila when to sell. We're saying if you sold it, what do you do with the money? Does the money to maintain the kedusha? Now, obviously, anyone that learned this mishnah should have an obvious shaila.
We can't ask any questions.
What about the
I'm asking item? To ask questions.
What about the original item? The shul itself.
No, maybe, but the obvious question I'm talking about is Rishonim all deal with is that there's no way. What about if you're going to sell one for the other on the same level?
Equal.
There's a stira in the diukim of the Mishnah.
Right.
The first part of the Mishnah says that you want to sell it, you have to go up. Basic neses yikhu teva yikhu mitpachas. Then the seifa of the Mishnah says, oh, by the way, which I wouldn't have figured out from the resha, but if you sell a sefer Torah, you cannot buy svarim. If you sell a svarim, you cannot buy a mitpachas. If you sell mitpachas, you can't buy a teva.
What do you have to tell me the seifa for?
Not only that, it's a stira in the diukim, right? So Rashi says that the whole makar for this Mishnah is Mailin Bakadusha Vein Maridim. Right? There's a famous Yisrael where you know that there's din Mailin Bakoidesh Vein Maridim. You have to go up in Kadusha, don't go down. So really, there's a steer in that too. Mailin Bakoidesh Vein Maridim. If you have to go up, you can't go down. Right? Beisalevi famously in Hanukkah says in Gevaldik Shtickle that there's two dinim. You have to go up and you can't go down. So he says that one of the reasons brought down why in Ner Hanukkah, the first night you light one, the second night you light two, the third night you light three, one is connected to the Yomim of the Chag, and the other one is because Malam Bakodesh Ve'im Aridin. So what's the nafkamina between the timing if it's also the Yom Tif? So he says, what happens if on the third night I only have two candles?
So what do you use?
So if the point of lighting three candles is to tell me that it's the third night, so why in the world would I light two? It's not the second night, so there's no reason. But he says, but since there's another reason, a Malam Bakodesh Ve'im Maridin, so I can't go up in Kedusha, but there's another din, Ein Maridin. So why should I can't go down to one? So therefore he says the din would be that you should stay at two. As he says. So here also, it's a...
Because
there is such a thing like Ein Maridin, as what happened to the Malam Bakodesh part. You don't want Makayim that. So the Turi Evin says, if you read the Mishnah, it depends. You're not supposed to sell. To sell it lechatchila is only to go up. But if you sold it, now there's an issur going down, but you're allowed to maintain the same Kedusha. If you really learn like the Turi Evin, it's very maduric, the Mishnah. It sounds like we're talking about like it's a little bit maduric. It's talking about Bidyevit. Okay. Lemaisa, how do we paskin on that Shaila? It's a Machloikas. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that it's a Shaila on that. Just to speak this out, there's a Shaila in Kufin Gimel Siv Dalet. It says, Im Mutar Liknes Bidmei Kedusha Achas, Kedusha Acheres Kayoitze Ba, can you buy the same? Yesh Oisrim, Yesh Matir. And the Biralacha still thinks it's a Shaila of Darabanan, maybe so Pashtos, you can go with the Kula that you could. Yeah. Okay, now.
Would a Hidr or would a better, safer be considered going up?
If it's say,
probably. If the first one's not usable, then yeah, for sure. If it's usable, you just want to upgrade. Maybe. Now, let's just discuss one question, which is. And we brought down over here the Shmuz of the Rishonim like this. And there's a lot to talk about. I just want to give a Hakdama. Bechlal, what's the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses? Because it says here, a Sefer Torah, when you sell it, then you have to use the money for something equal to the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah. Now that's obvious. We know that there's a concept called Pidyon, right? If you have Kedusha, let's say something Meiser Sheni is Kadosh, or you have Hektish, it belongs to Hektish, or a carbon that got a mum, so it's Kadosh. So what's the concept? You call something called Pidyon, you redeem it. What do? You take, you give money to the base of Mekdash. Now the Kedusha transfers from the animal or from whatever it is to the, what? Right. So it goes to the, Kedusha goes to the money, and now the money has the same halacha that the table or whatever it was that belonged to Kadosh had before, and the Kadosh goes Lechulin. And the Kodesh is mutter to use whatever you want, right? Fine. But here, by the Sefer Torah, is that what's going on? I mean, clearly not, because the Sefer Torah still has the Kedusha, even though you sold it. So, what's pshat that the money now has Kedusha? I mean, the Sefer Torah is Kedusha wherever it is, right?
It's really value. What?
So somehow there's a din that Malam Bakadosh is not supposed to make the money less Kaddish than what it was used for originally. We'll see. But by Beis HaKnesses, what's the halacha? What's Bechlal? We'll see. What's Bechlal the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses? Where does it come from? Who said there is a Sefer Torah? It's a Kedusha, obviously. But a Beis HaKnesses, does it have Kedusha or not? And this Mishnah seems to say, this Gemara seems to say yes, but does it or doesn't it? So the Ramban, which is here.
And the actual makom in terms of, besides the money, we look at the actual makom itself.
And that's another thing we didn't clarify. This whole thing is talking about they sold it, and we're talking about the tzibah. What do they do with the money? What about the guy that bought it? Is he allowed to use it for whatever he wants? By a Sefer Torah, obviously he can't, right? But by a shul, does the Kedusha go off or not? Okay,
so two parts of this.
There's two parts, right? You have to by a shul, you have to deal with both parts. Okay, so we're gonna see later that we paskin that the shul that's sold, and by the way, there's one third part which we have to get to, which is who has the authority to sell a shul. If a guy has a private shul in his basement, a shtibel, that's one thing. But if the community has a shul, who has the authority to sell it altogether? It doesn't belong to a specific person. It doesn't belong to an individual, right? So who has authority? That's the third question. Who has authority to sell? Each one of these questions is a sugya. So let me just give some background. The halacha is that if you sell a shul, basically with, one piece of background before that. There is, in the Gemara recognizes the concept of a board of directors, I guess you could call it. The Gemara calls it Zayin Tuvei Ya'ir, the seven people that are in charge of the city. And the decisions of the city are given over to those people. Now, the Gemara also recognizes that very often the membership does not agree to the board. Okay? So therefore, what about the rest of the people? Right? So there's two factions here in the sugya. It's called the Zayin Tuvei Ya'ir. That's the people that generally make the decisions on behalf of the city. And then something is Maimed Kol Anshei Ha'ir, is the membership, is the people of the city. Okay? So what we're talking about in this Mishnah is when either one sold it, but not together. There was not a joint decision. So it's either the Zayin Tuvei Ya'ir sold it, but they didn't have, it wasn't a full membership vote, or the opposite. The people banded together and sold it without the consent of the Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir. One or the other. That's what we're talking about. When that happens, the Mishnah says that you cannot use the Beis HaKnesses. The guy who buys it, he's allowed to use it for whatever he wants. It does not maintain its Kedusha, except which either one of these two people sells it, not together, not full consent. Then the halacha is that the Beis HaKnesses maintains Kedusha, that you cannot use it for Dvar Moshe B'Zayon. You can't use it as a B'Zayon. Bizayon means like a Beis HaTfilah, something that smells really bad, something that's total bizayon, right? Something which is totally against the covenant of the Beis HaKnesses, you can't use. But the guy wants to live there, make it into a hotel, make it into some people live, whatever, maybe you could do that. The guy wants to make it into a house, he could do that, just not a Dvar Moshe B'Zayon. Okay? So that's the general halacha. If you sell it, so the Kedusha does go off of the thing itself, but it still maintains this halacha, you can't use it for Moshe B'Zayin. Okay? Now,
this is forever, or this is just temporarily?
This is halacha forever, I would assume. Right. Now, Rava is Mechadish halacha, which is on the bottom of the page of the Gemara. Amar Rava, Loi Shanu Ella, Shaloi Machru Shiva Tuvei Ya'ir, B'maymer Anshei Ya'ir. This whole thing is talking about when there was no consent between the Tuvei Ya'ir and the Anshei Ya'ir. But if the seven people, the board members and the membership, both decide to sell the shul, then a few, and the Gemara says, Lamishta Beishikra, they're even allowed to drink beer in it, meaning to say, it's referring to the money. The money can be used for whatever they want. So this halacha, that the money maintains some level of Kedusha, is only when it's done without the full consent of the membership and the board, when it's done. What's the lumdus over here? So here's the question. This is the halacha. The question is, this lumdus is very hard to understand what's going on, because if it has Kedusha, it has Kedusha. So all of a sudden everyone decides you can take off the Kedusha. And if it doesn't have Kedusha, so then what changes with the fact that the Zayin Tuve Ya'ir are involved all of a sudden? And that, why does that change anything? You know, the Kedusha. No, not tonight. You could take off the Kedusha. So how does that work? All of a sudden, everyone decides to sell it. Now the shul could be used as a tavern, and the money you could use to use whatever you want. What changed? Okay. Okay, that's a separate issue. Who's going? But right now we're talking about that they all decided to sell. So now we're going to go three pshatim, and ways to understand the actual kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses and what's happening when you sell it. Okay. The Ran, which I copied here, the Ran brings the Ramban and then says his own pshat. Okay, very, very interesting pshat. So the Ramban says, if you notice, here, it's the top of where I underlined it. If you even start two lines before I underlined it, which is in the top left column, in the second line of that paragraph, he says, before I underlined it, Vesu. All of a sudden, everyone tells it, why is it become motive? And it's fasen him kedusha. What happened to the kedusha? So therefore, the Ramban says a great yisoid. Now, the understanding of this yisoid is, and this we're going to come back to often, is that there's two levels of kedusha always. We know there's something called tashmishay kedusha, which is something that have inherent kedusha. Say for Torah, tefillin, things that have inherent kedusha. Then there's some things that don't have any inherent kedusha. The whole kedusha is that you use it for a mitzvah. A lulav. There's no inherent kedusha to a lulav. The lulav just is that you use it for a mitzvah. An esrog, even tzitzis. There's no inherent kedusha. It's only kadosh because you use it for the mitzvah. The moment that you don't use it for the mitzvah anymore, there is no kedusha. So an esrog, while it's sukkis, you're not allowed to smell it. You're not allowed to do certain things with it. It's kadosh. But the second after, you can't make jelly on it on sukkis. Even if Hoshana Rabbah morning, you already did the mitzvah, so I'm not using my esrog anymore, you can't make esrog jelly on Hoshana Rabbah. It's still the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Because the Kedusha, the well, it has Hashem, if it has Torah on it, then it's like,
it
right, but let's say something which is used as Tashmishay mitzvah, only for a mitzvah, while it's the Zman of the mitzvah, or while it's the mitzvah, you're using it as it's Kaddish. But the second you're not using it anymore, there's no Kedusha anymore. Why so, schach on your sukkah, what?
What? Whatever's left over.
For Chanukah, you can make it tonight.
It could be they gave that special Kedusha, I don't know. Dumi de Menorah, whatever. The Gemara talks about it. And also, same thing with the fire of the Menorah. You're not allowed to use it while it's lit. If you use dirt for Kisui Adam, the Gemara says you can't kick it. Kisui, but once it's over, I think that has kedusha betim has pesukim in it.
Not the resuos.
Still without cloth that was used once as a mitzvah, so maybe it's like tashmishim. That could be like it's film bag. No, that's like was mishamish. It's not worse than the mitpachas of the Sefer Torah. You know what I'm saying? But it has kedusha because it held the Sefer Torah. Just like even the tefillin bag has kedusha now.
So my esrog bag has kedusha, but the
esrog. No. The esrog bag that held tefillin. No. Because the tefillin has kedusha because that's a psukim. No, the tefillin has kedusha because it held psukim. And the male of the tefillin held something that had psukim. And the tefillin bag held the tefillin which had psukim in it. It all boils down to the psukim inside. A mezuzah case could be as more kedusha than an esrog. Because a mezuzah case held a mezuzah. Right. But an esrog is just an esrog. So the lulav, for those places that don't allow it, you throw it at Aravis on top of the Aron Kodesh. So there's no kedusha to it. Now, it could be a sensitivity. You know that famous story with the Chasam Sofer that they were taking in new bochum for the new Zman after Sukkot. And he saw two bochum coming in. And he accepted one and didn't accept the other. And they all said to him, the guy you didn't accept is a lot better on the Bechina. What's Pshas? He said, because I saw when they were walking into the Bechina, the yeshiva just took down their sukkah. And there's schach on the floor. And one of them walked around the schach. And this other guy that did go on the Bechina walked over the schach. It's a day after sukkah. You're walking on schach. You don't have any sensitivity for the mitzvah. I don't want this bachar. But the halacha is that there's no real kedusha to the schach. It's a sensitivity, but it's not. So tashmishi mitzvah means things which are used only for a mitzvah. Theoretically, you could take an esrog and throw it in the garbage when you're finished with it. Theoretically, you have to have sensitivity to the mitzvah, but there's no halacha guidelines on that. You have to put it where it's clean, and that's it. You know, tzitzis, you could wrap them up, double wrap, put it in the garbage, theoretically. Tefillin, you cannot do that.
So that's
right, anything which is used for a mitzvah. So, the question is, Sefer Torah and the Bima and all those things, that's Kedusha. That has Psukim on it. It has Torah itself, has Kedusha.
Yeah, where does it stop?
What about the Shul? So what the Shul? So he says, no. If you look at the Ramban, it says, V'tirat Zawai, underline, the Beis HaKnesses, Osu Oysu Kitashmishe Mitzvah. It's a place used for a mitzvah. It's not Kedusha. The Shul is not a Kedusha Dikadin. It's a mitzvah Dikadin. It's the idea that you use it for mitzvahs. Kesuka Lulav Shinizrokin Lacha Mitzvahs. You can throw it out when you're done. Uvizman a mitzvah, while it's being used, Yesh Mayim Kedusha Asha Kovid. You have to treat it appropriately. Kedamrin and Hasam. Also, Lahartzois Mois. Kenegin Ner Chanukah. By Ner Chanukah, you're going to go sit, play cards? You're going to play poker with the light of the Chanukah candles? It's not appropriate. Well, yeah, but not by not Chanukah. V'amrina Nami, Dinoi Sukkah, also Lehistapik Mehem Kosh, even the decorations for the Sukkah, while it's Sukkis, it's being used for the mitzvah. V'avuan dekulei dam shchita, like the dam of the shchita, you should not use it for something else. Can the Isa Hasan beperk by Mamadikim? Ulafikach, therefore, Beis HaKnesses calls Manch Bnei Ir writes in boy, if the people in the community want it, Noyag in boy Kedusha, Afilu b'churbanoi. It doesn't make a difference. Once people want it, even if it's all run down, it's Kaddish. Sharei Adain loy Avraz Man Mitzvah. It's like it's in the middle of Sukkis. V'roi Lachzer v'levnoisei Hilkach. However, therefore, if the board member Kishamachur Shiva Tuvei Yair Shalei B'mayim Ben Anshei Yair, Ein Bnei Yair Roitzen Min Astam Shetekachash Mitzvasim Legamri. The rest of the people, Zakta Ramban, this is the way it works. The rest of the people really still want their kedusha. They sold it. So the kedusha never went off the shul because the people want it. So now the shul itself is not going to be used anymore. So the kedusha goes off the shul. But the money that the people gave, they still want it to be used for a mitzvah, and therefore you have to use it for a mitzvah now. And you can't use it for a lower mitzvah because Malam Bakhadish Maridin. Ela Shitoch Kedushas Beis HaKnesses Al Dam. Aval Tashitoch Kedushas Beis HaKnesses Al Dam. Aval Kashinimchu Bnei Yil Lamarch Velishas Boyafil Shechar Lefish Arvaz Man Mitzos and Nifko Kedushas Menu Kasuk Lul Achaz Manim. But basically the point is, he's saying there is no Kedusha to a shul. And therefore the minute that it's decided, on any level, that it's not going to be used, the kedusha goes off the shul, and the guy that buys it can do whatever he wants with it. The money depends. If everyone agrees, so then the kedusha goes off the money too, because now the mitzvah's over. The people that gave the money don't want their money to be used for mitzvah either. They want to move on in life. And Mela now, the members and the board decides to sell it, so there's no kedusha left at all anywhere, because the shul left, because they're not using it anymore. The money is gone because the people who gave the money don't care. So now there's no kedusha left. If only the board members sold it, so yeah, the shul goes off because it's not being used anymore, but the money, the members still want the money to be used for mitzvah. And therefore, that's the pshat. That's the Ramban setup over here. So according to the Ramban, just to speak out, the selling of a shul has no shaykhis to the sugya of selling a Sefer Torah. Selling a Sefer Torah is real kedusha and intrinsic. It's kedusha ba'etzem. You can't sell it. The kedusha stays on. The money that is a similar concept is that I gave money for a Sefer Torah, even if it's being sold, I still want the money to be used for a mitzvah.
So what's the kedusha of teva, matbechos? They're all the same.
But there are different levels of how close you are to the kedusha of the Torah.
So get one level. Why?
No, because you can't go down within that. They're all more kaddish than a shul, but within those, there's still the levels. In other words, the Aron is more is closer to the Sefer Torah than the Bima.
From what we're saying, the Aron could never be, no matter what, it's going to have inherent kedusha.
It's going to have inherent kedusha, even if you stop using it, Pashtas.
In other words, if you sell it, you can't sell it to somebody who's in his backyard.
Right.
The Aron, the shul, I can sell it to the person who can use whatever he wants. The Aron,
why didn't the Mishnah speak out that chiluk?
And the second part is that why have four levels there?
I'm just saying there's still four levels because Teva Matpechas and Sefer Torah within the level of, they're all higher than Shul, but there's still levels within each one of those. So you can't go down from a Teva to a Matpechas.
It's four different levels. They're all holding them. So what I'm saying is that...
You're saying, how do I know that a Teva is more holding than Shul?
Because
I guess each one is a chiddush. Like he's saying, where do you draw the line? So you have to know that this is a line that you draw. You know, right? What about the carpet inside the aron? Like, where is that? You know, is that part? So in Nechami, maybe you needed to draw a line somewhere. But the point now, the point of the Ramban, as far as Beis HaKnesses is concerned, the basic, according to the Ramban, Beis HaKnesses is Tashmishei Mitzvah. There's no kedusha inherently. Oh, so we're going to get to that. That's what he's learning. There's no Kedusha Midaraisa on the Beis HaKnesses. It's only a function of that it's practically used for a mitzvah. And Memela, once you decide to stop using it for a mitzvah, that Kedusha goes off. You still cannot use it for Bezoyon use, but that Kedusha goes off.
What's considered that the members agree that they all agree or that Roman agrees?
Usually go
you want to know if one guy disagrees?
You even have a meeting of guys disagreeing. You have a show, two shows murdered. You have 50 people who don't agree on murder. They're not voting.
They're not
Jews.
Theoretically. I don't know. I'm not sure. we're gonna. By the way, Beis HaKnesses. One thing is that doesn't speak it out of the Mishnah, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a Beis HaMedrash is a higher level than a Beis HaKnesses. So
let's use as a Beis HaMedrash also.
Yeah, but in those days there were two separate things. In those days there was a place that you go to daven, a place you go to learn. So the Beis HaMedrash, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that's the first halacha in this siman. Mutar lasais mi Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. Avaloi mi Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses. So you can go up to a Beis HaMedrash, consider going up. But going to a Beis HaMedrash to a Beis HaKnesses,
they both have no intrinsic value. According to the Ramban, even if it's a Beis HaMedrash, it wouldn't have.
Right, yeah. Now, this is the Ramban. The Ran argues on this Ramban. Let's look at the Ran. It's the last paragraph on the page. Lefikach nirali. He doesn't like the whole Ramban's mahalach, and he says lefikach nirali. The Beis HaKnesses with the kavasei these things. Kivan sheikrei asui loymar boidava shebekdusha. What am I doing in the shul? I'm doing a mitzvah. Which mitzvah? I'm reading the Torah. That Torah that had Kedusha, where am I reading it? I'm saying Kedusha, Yiskadov, Yiskadosh, you need a minion. You can't just. So therefore, Hitilu by Chachamim, Kedusha be Divreya, Midrabanan, they put on it a level of Kedusha Sagof. So he says, you're right, Midaraisa, there's no Kedusha Sagof. But it's not just a function that is practically used for a mitzvah. There is a real Kedusha on the Sefer, on the Beis HaKnesses, but it's Midrabanan. It's because, since it's used for so many Kaddish things, you know what, we're not just going to let it look like a lulav. No. It's a real thing, and it has real Kedusha. He says, but since it's Zirabonan, Rabbanan said basically that once you transfer that Kedusha to the money, the Kedusha could go off the shul. So it's like, it's a Zirabonan Dika Kedusha, like Sefer Torah, but Sefer Torah, since it's Deraisa, from the Torah, so you can't play around with it. But this is a Derabbanan Kedusha, so Rabbanan said, you know what, when it's sold and no one's interested in it anymore, we'll take out that whole Kedusha and we'll put it onto the money. And then the Kedusha will go off the shul. That's the way the Ran learns. But the Ramban learns not like this. Now, David, you mentioned, and this is what happened to the, like, Mikdash Ma'at and all that Torah, all that Inyan, like, you know, all this thing that it's like a Beis HaMikdash and everything. So the Chafetz Chaim, when he's talking over there about shmuzing and shul, he's talking about saying Lashon Hara and shul, but in general, he's talking about shmuzing and shul. So he says, "Chol zeh afilu shalei beis hamedrash." Everything I'm talking about, the analysis of Lashon Hara, is if you're doing it in your own house. Aval imidaber Lashon Hara achilus beis hamedrash or beis haknesses. But if you're saying Lashon Hara in shul, over oid al mitzvas asay, you're over the araisa of mikdashi tirau, or beis hamedrash shalanu. Even nowadays, gam kein b'chal mikdashu k'moshem avur. It's a deraisa, and he says on the bottom, he says ayin sefer yireim and the smak and the smag shemashem adivrim shehu deraisa af bezman hazeh beveis haknesses shalanu k'moshem avur yireim. So he says no. He says there is an intrinsic kedusha like a beis mikdash, because there's an asay of mikdashi tiro that gives a kedusha. They're all learning that Kedusha is Derabanan or whatever, it doesn't translate into a real Kedusha. The Mikdashi Tiro means you have to be afraid of the shul. You have to treat it with covet, but it doesn't show me necessarily intrinsic Kedusha. It sounds like he's saying that there's a real intrinsic Kedusha. At least there's for sure a lav in the way Midaraisa, the way we have to.
Why have the shul in the same Mishnah?
Right. I mean, so some want to take out of this Sefer Yireim that if you say there's a lav Midaraisa, Mikdashi Tiro, on a base of Mikdash, a base of Medrash, it could be that translates into intrinsic Kedusha as well. So that would be the three pshatim. Either some say it's a function of Mikdashi Tiro, it's like a Mikdash Ma'at, and that's where the Kedusha comes from. The Ramban says the Kedusha comes from, we use it for a mitzvah, so it's a very low-level Kedusha that the minute you decide to get rid of it, it's done. And the And the Ran says that we actually did put an intrinsic kedusha on it, but it's only midarbanan, and therefore you could transfer that kedusha over to the money. Now, just let's I'm gonna jump a little ahead of myself, because there's one other very interesting pshat over here, which is Rav Moshe Feinstein's pshat, which we'll probably get back to. We're just gonna throw it out there now for now. That, like this, we spoke at the Ramban's Mahalach. There's also Rashi's Mahalach. Rashi's Mahalach is that there is intrinsic Kedusha. There is Kedusha. The Kedusha, when you sell it, either from the membership or the board, the halacha is that the money maintains its Kedusha and the shul maintains its Kedusha as far as those Dvarim Sheba Bizayin. But the Rashi holds that you could actually take the Kedusha off the shul completely if everyone agrees. And then you're allowed to even sell it for a swimming pool. You could sell it even for Dom Shabbat B'Zayin. Rashi Shita, that the Tuvei Ya'ir and the Anche Ya'ir together, if they sell it, there's no more Kedusha left whatsoever. You could use it even for the things of B'Zayin, and there's no Kedusha on the money. It means the Kedusha comes off completely. So if Rashi holds is a real Kedusha, so you're back to the Ramban's Kasha. Rashi holds is a real Kedusha. And the way the Kedusha goes to money, it's like a Pidyon. So all of a sudden it goes off because what happened? And there's nothing to be pointed because with the Tuvei Ya'ir, the Kedusha goes off. So all of a sudden, real Kedusha. And all of a sudden everyone agrees.
The one that gives it the Kedusha.
Oh, so he says like this. Rav Moshe has a Gevaldika shtickle there. He says, one second, why are you so surprised about this? He says, even a carbon, if you give it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's a very high level Kedusha because it can be brought as a carbon. But the minute it becomes not ra'i for that, it gets a mum. So it goes down a level of Kedusha. It goes down a level of Kedusha. And now you have to be paid it. But the Kedusha could come off. And then let's say the owner dies, the Kedusha comes off. There's a lot of halachas to this, he says. It's not so pashut that. So he says that even in real Kedusha, the Kedusha comes as a function of the mitzvah, what it's meant to be used for. And the minute it can't be used for that anymore, the Kedusha goes off. So Rav Moshe basically says, you know what the difference is between whether the whole membership and the Tuvei Ya'ir want to sell versus if it's one or the other? It's very simple. If it's the Tuvei Ya'ir, let's say. Let's say the board decides we're selling, but the members still want to sell, want to use it. So I'm saying, so it's still meant to be used. The members still want to use it. So therefore, the fact that the owners, the Tuvei Ya'ir, want to sell doesn't take away the fact that these people still want to use it for a shul. So there's still some level of Kedusha. And that Kedusha has to go to the money, and you can't get rid of that Kedusha because some people still want to use it as a shul. So you can never get rid of that. That Kedusha taka remains. But Zokter Moshe, if the members and the Tuvei Ya'ir both get together and they say, we don't want to use the shul, so he says at that point, that statement is what takes off the Kedusha, not the sale. It's not a pidyon. It's not like a redeeming it. It's not the Kedusha goes on the money. What took off the Kedusha wasn't the sale. What took off the Kedusha was the decision to sell, essentially.
Majority or?
That's what he asked. I'm not sure. Every person, I don't know exactly. Right. So, but it's even bigger Kedusha because that's by Kedusha, Tashmish Mitzvah. This is even by Kedusha itself, you could say this. It's not oimed anymore to be used.
There are some
right.
Schools that the members have no say.
So,
who has authority before you get into the
call? What? No, that's a high level. But some schools don't have members.
So, yeah, that too. But some schools, the members have no say. Whoever owns the school, and that's it. Like any school that fits this description, we'll be very safe.
So, it's an asteroid, though. It's okay. So, you know what? It's an asteroid anymore. You're done with the asteroid.
Right. Theoretically, yeah. The Gemara says if you have seven Esrogim, you bought one Esrog for each day, then after the first day, the first one's gone.
You have to wait till Shkia, or you can get the shake.
I told my friend that you know, he buys like a Moroccan, a Taimani, you know, Chazon Ish, what's it called? All the different types of Esrogim. So I said the Gemara says if you buy seven Esrogim for 7 days, not if you buy seven Esrogim for 1 day. but the So the Vart Rav Moshe saying is that when we're going to go through the sugi, we're going to see the Tuvei Ya'ir sold it together with the membership. All of a sudden, the Kedusha goes off. What? How did the sale take off the Kedusha? So he says very gishmak, the sale didn't take off the Kedusha. What took off the Kedusha was the fact that they got together to sell. And now, obviously, the decision could change. But once they actually sold it, what that shows is that no one has interest in the shul anymore. So therefore, that itself takes off the kedusha. Once that takes off the kedusha, you're allowed to use it for whatever you want, and the money goes free because you didn't sell a shul. You sold something that the people already didn't want. So in the middle, the kedusha comes off. Okay? So that's the pshat.
Is that how the Ron's?
The Ron's a little different. It's like, hey, Momer, hey, Momer. It's like they made it into a pidyon. That's why the Ron holds. So you can never take off. The only thing that changes is that you can use it for the money. Right. That changes the money, but it doesn't change the. I hear. Yeah, but it's still different. It's just he's saying is that I have to see.
How does it change the money?
I
think it's the status.
Maybe, but the Ramban is definitely not that way, right? So basically, just summarize is that the kedusha. First of all, we dealt with the question of can you go equal because the Mishnah is to steer the Yukim. We passed maybe you could go equal. We also spoke out that this whole discussion is only if you did sell it. What do you do with the money? There is no discussion. What do you do with the shul? There's a whole discussion about the money. What do you taka do with the shul? So you taka do with the shul is you can't use it for Torah Mishnah B'Zayin, but you could use it for other things. What happens if? And the Rava says that this whole thing is only talking about if there's only the Zayin Tuvei Yair sold it or only the Anshei Yair sold it. If they both sold it together, then everything changes. What changes? Rashi holds that you could use it for whatever you want and you could use the money for whatever you want. And we explain from Ramosha because once everyone gets together, there is no use in the shul anymore, so the Kedusha comes off by itself. The Ramban says that the Kedusha, that the Ramban says that the idea is that once you sell it, then it's a Tashmishei Mitzvah and it's not being used for the Mitzvah anymore, but you can't use it for Darshan B'Zayin. But the idea is that the Kedusha maintains on the money because the people donated the money for that reason. And therefore, if everyone agrees that they don't care anymore, then the money cannot be used for Chulin. But it's not like a pidyon. It's not like, and then we said maybe according to those that say that there's a Daraisa Kedusha from Mikdashi Tiro on a shul, it could be that's also where the Kedusha comes from. Okay. Go weiter.